Hey, how are you? You found Hilltop Church online, coming to you from Griffith, Ontario. Pastor Steve Green speaking. And this normally would be where I would present the Sunday message. And I guess I'm giving a message, but not quite the way that we have in the past. I just have had some questions and gotten a little bit of disturbing news this week. If you've ever uploaded anything to, you know, a video to Facebook, a posting, YouTube video, or you've got an online presence somewhere and you can go to your own web page, you can get analytics. You can get information back. It tells you who tunes in. It doesn't tell you their names, but it lets you know that there's been, you know, a number of people that have been there. I checked the YouTube ones for our recent messages that I put on video. And let's see, the last one that was up was a couple weeks ago, six people tuned in. And the message was about 30 minutes long, but the total runtime that YouTube recorded was 1.1 hours. So if two people listened to it, that means out of the six, four of them just checked in and checked out. And so it makes me wonder, you know, why are we knocking ourselves out trying to do all the video stuff? Maybe that's not what people are looking for. Maybe that's not what they want to listen to or check into. And so I have to wonder, maybe, just maybe, I'm answering questions that nobody's asking. Could be. Attempting to scratch an itch that just isn't there. And so I'm wondering how we fit this all together. I want to continue to minister to the community, the outlying area, those who know about Hilltop Church and want to stay connected, but it would appear that not many are connecting. And so I'm just trying to do a little evaluation here and see where we head from here on in. This past week has been an interesting one. Thursday was Bell Canada's Let's Talk Day. Were you aware of this? Where they work to bring the whole subject of mental health and discouragement, depression, look to bring it out of the shadows and encouraging people to find someone to talk to about it. Lots of people are suffering with it. Hasn't this been a year? This is our message for January the 31st, the last Sunday in January for 2021. That tells me that we've been in this COVID influence time for almost a year now, this crazy COVID time. I'm not sure. I haven't got a whole lot of hair to pull out, but I think I'll pull out what's remaining if I have to listen anymore to the new normal. I'm ready to get back to some of what we knew of before as normal, as regular life. I'm not so happy about wearing a mask. I don't know about you, but I can still leave the truck, walk up to the door of a business, and slap myself in the forehead and think, dummy, you left your mask back in the truck. And we've been at it for a long time, but it just doesn't come as a natural act to me. And while I don't have any breathing issues, there's something about wearing the mask. I'm not thrilled about it. I do it out of a sign of respect for others, that they don't have to breathe and experience and share some of my breath and water droplets, whatever's coming out. But I'm ready for this whole new normal thing to be over with, and let's get back to business and get people back to work and businesses up and running and flourishing again. It's just, am I the only one, or does it weigh on you too? I'll tell you another way that I found that it's weighing on me and hadn't really noticed it. But when I look back on the last couple of weeks, I've almost completely lost my sense of motivation. How about you? I just can hardly drag my sorry butt across the road and over to my office and in the church and spend some time studying and preparing and contacting people, calling them. And normally I'm a pretty social person. But I'm missing that too. What I counted as one of the blessings when I moved to Griffith and Hilltop Church was I got in with a group of fellas that meet up the road at a diner or restaurant in the mornings early, and they're up there having their coffee. Some are having breakfast. Some are just having that brief time before they head off to work. Others have finished work. Some are still partially employed or partially retired, however you want to phrase that. But it gave me the opportunity to know some people in the community, make some connection, find out some history about the community, how things worked and who's related to who and what businesses are run by whom and just all sorts of things about the community. It's been a beneficial time to me. And being a social person, I enjoy that stuff. That's not hard for me at all. Walk into a room where I don't know anyone and, hey, how are you? But haven't had any of that. And now during this total shutdown, lockdown, stay-at-home order, it's a little frustrating. And so I wondered about this because, like I mentioned, this past week, Bell Canada was talking about mental health and encouraging people to talk about it. I've walked some of that path. It's a number of years ago now, but got to the point where my mood swung, however you put that. My mood swings were back and forth so hard that my wife told me I was scaring the children. And I do remember one night sitting at the table. Didn't have an eat-in kitchen, so we're kind of in the dining room area. And where I was sitting, I couldn't see back around and out the window well. And I remember one of our kids saying, oh, so-and-so's got their Christmas lights on already. And I looked at the window and said, no, they don't. And they said, well, yeah, Dad, right over here, the lights are on. And I made a point of it. I made it an issue. All of a sudden, it's uncomfortable. It's awkward because Dad's making a fuss. And it was all because of my perspective. I couldn't see from where I was seated down the street to where this house was, and the lights were actually on. Deb said, you're scaring the kids. You got to get some help. And I did. We had a friend that was a medical doctor but had focused primarily in the area of mental health in the last number of years, and particularly, here it is, a kind of a niche market, mental illness amongst Christians. And I know there's a whole area of controversy there. There'll be people that'll tell you a Christian never gets depressed. They don't have mental illness. They don't. I'm sorry, honey, all the way back to the Garden of Eden with the first original sin, this has been a fallen world. This is not perfection. This ain't paradise. That's coming one day when we go to be with God. But right now, we're not there, and we're living in a fallen world affected by sin and problems and everything that has come out of that initial part, that initial time, man's failing to follow God's direction, the original sin. So yeah, walked some of that route and met with a doctor. Turns out he was an acquaintance of ours, so I knew he wasn't going to send me into a dark room and sit there half naked contemplating my navel or something. That's basically what I was afraid of. But he sat down, asked me a bunch of questions, and I just answered honestly, and he chuckled a little bit. He said, this is going pretty easy with you. He said, you don't try to hide anything. Well, I said, I don't want to hide. I want to get better, and I know I'm not well. I've recognized that. My family have tried to tell me. It's finally dawned on me. And so went through some time talking with him, and at the end of the conversation, he said, well, my determination is that you're clinically depressed. And I said, well, no, I'm not. No, Steve, you're clinically depressed. I said, no, I'm not. I'm not. Because I'd had a friend whose mother went through clinical depression. My friend's dad would get up in the morning, wash, shave, have some breakfast and coffee, and leave for work with his wife sitting on the side of the bed with her house coat out. And when he would come home that night after a full day's work, she was still sitting on the edge of the bed looking at the wall with her house coat sitting out beside her. That was clinical depression, in my thinking. And in working with him, we worked through a lot of things. And I had a counselor. I worked with a counselor for a number of years. Walked me through a lot of situations and issues. And you might be out there saying, well, I don't have issues. Honey, we all got issues. And you've got yours, I've got mine. And I'm still working on mine. But found a place, a better place. So thinking that, you know, depression was a closed chapter in my life, that was back then and this is now, and we're up here in God's country, Griffith, Mattawatchin area. Hey, it doesn't get much better than this. I'm guessing it's some depression. And you look at the news, the issues, the concerns. You want something scary, you go looking for suicide rates during these COVID months. That's depressing. That's sad. That people get to the point where they feel they've got no one left to talk to, that the world would be better without them, and they leave. Boy, if that's you and you're listening to this now, please contact me. Please contact me. The email's easy, pastor@hilltopchurch.ca. Or you might want a phone, Now, my phone number is still from what I brought up from Western Ontario, but the area code's 647. The exchange is 454, and you can remember that as a Chevy big block, 454. Goes nice in your Chevelle. And the last numbers are 8589. 647-454-8589. And you might want to text me. That's fine. But I'd be happy to talk with you and share a little bit, because I've walked some of that path, some of those dark days, some of those days when there were no small problems, everything was a mountain, where I couldn't break the mountain down into bite-sized chunks, where my initial time was at a physical and talked with my regular MD, and I said to him, I just feel like my life is a tug of war and somebody greased my end of the rope, and life is slipping through my hands and I have no control. And that's where I finally went out to someone who understood mental illness and gave me some help. So all of that to say, through the COVID days, we're watching more television at our house, maybe yours too. And my wife's got a few programs that she likes to tune in each week or each night. The saving grace is that we've got another TV in the basement. Now, the basement isn't totally finished. It's not all properly arranged. It's still got a lot of boxes in it. But from where I sit, you can see the TV and you can watch sports. And that works for me. So if I can find a hockey game, I'm a happy camper. But Deb, I was upstairs with her for a little bit, and she was watching reruns of Friends. Do you remember that show? They're all 20-somethings, and they were buddies and friends, lived in the same area, all hung out at the same coffee shop. There was a guy in that show. His character was Joey Tribbiani. He was kind of the young stud. He was an actor, and he had a way of communicating. There were times that he would look at you or look at a young woman. One eyebrow would go up, and he'd say, hey, how you doing? And I like that. So, how you doing? And there's my question for you now. How are you doing? No, I mean it. How are you doing? This has been an extremely challenging period of time. And you may not have COVID, and you haven't succumbed to the virus, but it doesn't mean there haven't been other challenges, other issues, or a period of depression. It's just a bad time all around. And we're working to make the best of it. And I'm trying to pastor a church where I can't even get together with the people now. Some of you would know my dad passed away back in October. He slipped in his apartment back the first part of July. All of July and August, we weren't allowed into the hospital to see him because of COVID protocols. I think it was the last day of August I was finally able to get into the hospital in the city where he was, get in to see him. He was hospitalized all of July, all of August, all of September, and then passed away early in October. And I thought, I'm handling this okay. And we took care of his final arrangements. We were able to have a funeral service, had some friends and people in that, socially distanced within a large church auditorium, but were able to do that and kind of give him a proper send-off. And I kind of thought, well, I'm handling it all. I'm okay. I'm not normally a very emotional person, so this is okay. I'm doing fine. And I'm thinking it took more of a toll on me than I really recognized. Maybe you've walked through that path this year. You've lost a loved one. Somewhere in 2020 or here even in this month, the first month of 2021, it takes a toll on you. For one thing, for me, in our family situation, it makes me the old man of the family now, and I really wasn't ready for that. I don't want to be the old man of the family. I want to still be able to look to someone else that they have the final say, they've got the answer, they give the directions, and that falls on me now. And I wasn't looking for that. I knew I'd get older. I just was a little surprised it came along this quick. So anyway, we walked through all of this. And it put me in mind of some scripture that I have in my Bible. You see, I'm supposed to be the man of faith and fire and passion, and I'm supposed to be the one that every day is in love with Jesus and in touch with God, and all of that works. And I have to tell you, I've got some down days. I've got some slow times. But I get looking at the Bible, and I read in Deuteronomy, that's the fifth book at the start of the Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and it's a changing of the guard. Moses, you might remember the story, the children of Israel have spent 400 years in captivity and slavery in Egypt, and they're basically the workforce for the entire Egyptian empire at that time, and Moses leads them out. And through some of their own rebellion, they don't go from point A to point B. They take the scenic route. They wander for 40 years in the desert because of their own sinfulness, their own complaining against God. And now it's the changing of the guard. Moses is, he's old. He's not going to make it. He's not going to make it into the promised land. The land that's known as the land of milk and honey, like everything's good there. And he's not going to make it. And he's changing the guard, and he's passing leadership over to Joshua, kind of his right-hand man. And he's saying, when you get over to that other land, there's going to be people in the land that God has promised you. You're going to have to take charge there. You're going to have to move them out and move our people in. And in chapter 31, verse 6, he says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear or be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Now, I like those last few words. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Now, you can go all the way back from that first part of the Old Testament and run your way back into the Gospel of Matthew, which is the first book of the New Testament. Remember, there's those four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, four different disciples all writing about the same events and giving it their perspective. And you find it, it's the last part in that passage, and it's Jesus talking to them, and he says he's already been on the cross, he's already died and been buried in the tomb, he's already been resurrected and brought back from the dead, and he's met with them. He's eaten with them. He's talked with them. They've seen Jesus. They've touched Jesus. He's real. He's back from the dead. Nobody'd ever done that before. Here is the leader, the focus, the center of what we call Christianity, the Christian faith. Christ is Christianity. He is at the center. And here he is saying to them, guys, I'm not sticking around any longer. I'm heading back up to heaven. I got to go. And they're not so thrilled with that. So he gives them this challenge. It's the what we call the Great Commission. And he says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them with the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. There's Jesus saying, I'm not going to leave you. I'll still be with you. How is he with them? Well, that was through the Holy Spirit that came to be available to mankind. And Jesus then was with the disciples, no longer physically, because he descended up into heaven, but then spiritually through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would be Jesus' presence that would never leave them. And Jesus continues to be with you and I today through his Spirit. There are a lot of verses when you can Google this. I will never leave you or forsake you. And you'll find a number of passages and places in the Bible where God speaks that way. And he tells us, I'm there for you. How do I get through the dark days? How do I get through the difficult days? How is it when I feel like maybe that depression is creeping up on me again? I get through it with Jesus. Because he's the solid rock. He's the one that doesn't change. I know, there was a commercial on TV for a truck brand a few years ago, and it was always like a rock. Yeah, well, Jesus is the rock. He's the one that doesn't change. He's forever the same, and he doesn't give his promises out lightly, and he doesn't go back on his word. He says, I'll be there, and whatever you're going through, I'll go through with you. That's what I hang on to. That's what I look to. In the days when the sun's not shining and it's cloudy and dark and gray and depressing, yep, I hang on to the fact that Jesus is close to me at any time, and I can call out to him for strength, for support, for direction, for comfort. And he's put a few good people around us in our lives. If you don't have someone you feel you can talk to, and you're going through some of those dark days, please reach out to me. I'm talking in an empty room, no congregation, no people, no nice traditional hymns or songs to be sung, no one offering up prayers, here on my own. But I'm happy to connect with you, telephone, internet, email, connect with you. If you'd like someone to talk to, maybe you just want somebody to listen, I can do that too. But please do not be alone. If you're struggling, can I tell you, you are not alone. You do matter. This world would not be better without you. It is definitely better with you. And there is help available. So, not a traditional message, not the regular one. But that's what I've got for you today. I'm hoping people will tune in. They'll listen to this. We'll put it up on our webpage tonight. And it'll be available for tomorrow morning, Sunday, the 31st of January. And then we'll move into February. And it's a brand new month. Brand new opportunities. New days. New hope. It can be a good life. This is Pastor Steve Green. Really hoping that somebody's going to give me a call or an email this week and say, hey, can I chat with you? Can I talk with you a little bit? If they were different times, I'd love to meet you somewhere and have a coffee or sit down at my table and have a coffee, but that's not available right now. But reach out, would you? You don't have to be alone. Jesus' promise is that he would never leave us, never forsake us. God bless you. Have a great week.